We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. We are starting seven lines from the top. The first word on the line is Ma'abra, and we're starting from right after that. What's Pshat in the Pasuk, which is actually a continuation of the Pasuk that we spoke about on last Amud? The Pasuk says, Mai Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid. What does it mean, this Pasuk, that Sancheirev stands on that day Benoiv? What does that mean? Amar Rav Huna, Oisa Yoim Nishtar Ma'avoino Shel Noiv. The story of Noiv Yerakanim was that David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech and he was starving, hungry. And he came to the Shiloh and there was no food besides the lechem upon him. And Lamaisa, they gave him to eat from the lechem upon him. And Shaul HaMelech found out about it, and because of that, he killed out the whole Noiv Yerakanim, which was a terrible oinish for Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael was not moicha in this, and therefore they all deserved a big oinish. And this day was the last day that they still could get an oinish for Noiv Yerakahanim. After this day, then there was no oinish anymore. And that was the day that Sancheirev was planning on attacking Yerushalayim. Because the story was like this. Omer Le Kaldoi, the astrologers told Sancheirev, if you go today and attack Yerushalayim, you'll win. If you don't go today, lo yechatle. And he was pretty far away. And he had to reach that day. So Urcha the Boyal Isaguya by Asar Yemi saw a trip that took 10 days. He decided he's gonna rush it. Sagi Bechad Yemi. He rushed it in one day. He did it in one day. Come out to Yerushalayim, got to Yerushalayim, Shardle Bistrikay. And it was the day that he captured all those 10 different cities that it says before. He captured all those 10 cities in one day. One day he captured all those cities. That's how Rashi learns. So Kimot Yerushalayim, when he reached Yerushalayim, Sharli Bistraki, they put a big pile of rugs so he could look over and see the whole Yerushalayim. Ad the Solik V'yosem Meloi Shura, until he could sit and he's higher than the wall of the city. Ad the Chazal Kurushalayim, he saw an entire Yerushalayim. Kichaziah, when he sees Yerushalayim, is Zutabayne. He said, it's pretty small. Omar Aloy Doi Karti Yerushalayim, this is the big Yerushalayim that we're so enthralled about. The law of Gersh is coming. Because of this, I mobilized my whole entire huge army. But Allah comes to come with the Nasan. I had to capture all those countries on the way here just to get here. These are tiny, much smaller than any of the cities that I conquered. I'm much bigger than this. All of a come, Ivarashi, he stood up and he waved, shook his head, Moil Moise V'yodei, and he waved his hand out toward the base of Mitzion on the Harabayas, Valazaroso, the Mishlaim, and the Azari. He said, this is nothing. So Amri, so the soldiers said, okay, should we go attack now? And remember, they all rushed the one day to make it this day, because that's what Stargazer said, to make it this day. So Amri, Nishti Be Yada Idna, should we attack right now? Or Malay, Tamitu, I know with Russia's two pshatim, either pshat is, he says, wait a day, or he said, we're a little tired today. We're tired. Lamocha, tomorrow everyone will come. I see Kolchad, Cham, and Eichel, Gulmi. Everyone will take a stone, break a stone from the wall, and Haragmane will destroy the city, will knock down the city, and we'll go kill them. It's not a big deal. Tomorrow we'll do this. And what happened? Mayad, Vahiba Lailahu, which was the night of Pesach. What happened was, Vayoitse, Malach Hashem, Vayach, Ramachni Ashur, Meir, Shwenim, Chesh, Melech. The Malach went and hit in the Machna of Ashur 180,000 people. Vayashkimu Baboiker, and when Klal Yisrael woke up in the morning, or it means Vayashkimu Baboiker means the other survivors of the army woke up in the morning, and they kulam begar mesim. They see everyone, 185,000 are dead. And because of that, they just turned around and ran. Amra Papa Hired Army Inchi, Bas Dina Batal Dina. Once it's delayed, then it's cancelled. Because here, they'll never be carried out. It's like when you snooze, you lose. That's what it means. That he waited, he went to sleep, and this was the Avera was, Noiv was still there. If we attacked that day, because of the Avera and Noiv, they would have killed them. But now that you delayed it, so now the din is over. The din is over. Zoktumara Vaiter, we mentioned the Noiv Yerakahanim. We're going to say something about how David HaMelech was punished for this. Even though David HaMelech didn't do something so much wrong over here, but still, on his level, he got punished for it. Because the Pasuk says like this, the Yishbi Benoiv, the someone's name is Yishbi of Noiv, Ashabi Lidi Harafa, he was the children of Harafa, which means Arpa. Mumishkal Kino, he was a giant, and the weight of the head of his spear was 300 shkalim. Bahu Chagur Chadasha, and he had a new armor. By Yomer Lahakas David, and he wanted to kill David. What was the story? What was the background of the story? Ma'av Yishbi Benoiv, Amar Rabbi Dama Rav, Shabal Iskinoiv. He came because of Iskinoiv, and the Gemara explains now this whole story. How long will this Avera be hidden by you? Because you got killed. Because you lost his Olam Haba. Because he said lost his Hara about you. And he's the one who told Shaul. He told Shaul that the Ira Kahanim gave food to David. So because of that, Doyeg Adami landed up not having Olam Haba. And because of Oynus of Noivir Kahanim, Shaul and his three sons were killed. So because of your Maisav taking that lechem upon him, what happened was there was a whole chain reaction, and what happened was that Doyeg Adami said Lashon Hara about you, and then Shaul killed Noivir Kahanim, and of course a big Oynshim. So you need a, and because of that, because this Oynus happened al Yodai, you need a kapara. Exactly, what was the Tain of Dov HaMelech? They bring down from the Sefer Chassidim that he should have been Moichel Shaul, and maybe that would have been better. But because he was angry at Shaul, so Shaul got an oinish, ayin sham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you need an oinish. I'll give you a choice. Ritzoncha timps yichlu zarecha. Either you have a choice. Either your children will be destroyed, or you'll be given over to the hands of the enemy. Which one do you want? I'm the fun of. Everyone does for their children, of course. Put me in the hand of the oyev and not my zari. So Yom Echad, so now Hashem put his plan into action. Yom Echad, Nofak, Lisker, Bazoi. One day, David HaMelech went hunting. He went hunting. That's what Rashi said it means. Maybe it means a Bazoi, maybe the name of a place. But he went out, and also Satan Idvei Katavya. And the Satan made himself look like, appear like a deer. Pasuk Begir Lemati. He shot an arrow at him, but it fell short. So Mashrei. So he ran after, the deer schlepped him, Ad Amti Laretz Plishtim, until he reached Plishtim. Kedechaz Yishvi Noiv, and Yishvi Noiv sees here David HaMelech, he remembers David HaMelech, because Yishvi Noiv was the brother of Goliath. He says, Hainu Hai, the Kotlas, the Goliath Zachi. This is the one who killed my brother Goliath. I have to take the comma. Kafte, Kamte. So he grabbed him and tied him up. Oisve, Kamte means like folded him up. Oisve shied to say Badi, put him into the olive press, and he was going to sit on top of it and crush him. It's Savali Nisa, but a nice habit to David HaMelech, Mokale Aramatuse. The ground on him became either a hole or it got softened. Rashi has tupshot him. Hainuch Siv, like it says in the Pasuk, Tarchiv Tzadi Tachte, Veloy Ma'odu Kersoli. You widened under me, and therefore my ankles didn't crack, didn't get smashed. Because he made a nice, murdered the Ganais. So Ahu Yoima, so meanwhile, David HaMelech is stalked by Yishvi Benoiv. Ahu Yoima, Apan Yimayu Shabzav, that day that David was captured was Friday. Avisha ben Tzruya v'kochoyev reishe barba v'gavri domaya. And Avisha ben Tzruya was getting ready for Shabbos and taking a shower with four pails of water. So he was getting ready for Shabbos. Chazinu kismei doma. And he noticed drops of blood in the water, which was a sign that something's happening. He could down be also on the or another pshat was they saw a dove came and started acting crazy in front of him. Omar, so Knesset Yisrael leyoneh imsla. Knesset Yisrael is compared to a yoina. Shenema kamfe yoinach v'kesef, that the wings of the yoina should be covered with silver. Shvamino dove malchus Yisrael b'tzar yishari. It must be that dove malchus Yisrael is in distress, is in tzar. Also, Lebeisa, he says, I have to go find him. Also, Lebeisa, I don't know how he knew that he was even being pushed him, but that he knew something's wrong. No, something's wrong. He knew that because Klaiso wasn't in danger, so it must be that it's David HaMelech. Also, Lebeisa, he went to the house, like Ashkhetaka, did not find him there. So now he needed some way to go very far, very quickly, and the fastest horse available was the king's horse. And you're not allowed to ride the king's horse. Omar Tanan says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to ride the king's horse, you're not allowed to use his scepter, Vashas HaSakona Mai. What about Vashas HaSakona? Also, Shaul Ben Midrasha, he went and asked in the base Medrash, what should I do? Related, they said, "Veshas Sakona Shabbadomi." In the time of Sakona, you are allowed to ride the king's horse in order to go save him. So Rachmi Leprei Devikam Vazli took David HaMelech's mule and he rode off Kav Tzalei Ara. He had Kvitzes Saderech. But had the Komaski, remember, this is Friday afternoon. He has got to get to. He's not having much time. But had the Komaski as he was riding Chazil Arpa Ima. He saw the mother of Yishbi and the mother of Golias Arpa. And she was davening avos. She was sewing. She was spinning thread. Ki chazite, when Arpa saw Avishai, Arpa tried to kill him. Pasikta lepilcha, she broke her thread off the spindle and threw the spindle at Avishai. Shadu eloi, but it missed. Sovra lemiktlei, she wanted to kill him. but it missed. And Maisa fell short. So she may believe that she didn't really try to kill him. Amalei, Alam, a young man, I sleep lach, bring me back the spindle that I by mistake dropped there. And he knew better. Paske bereish meich v'katla. He threw his spindle at her and knocked her in the head and killed her on the spot. Orpa dies. Kachazi Yisrael sees Avisha coming and he got scared now. Oh my gosh, I have a bait train. Now they're going to be two against me. Vikatli, they're going to kill me. So what do you do? Paske le David, he threw David Leila into the ear and put a sword under him and he wanted him to fall on the sword. And he planned on to fall onto the sword. Actually, Yad Rama says, why don't you just kill him straight? Yad Rama says he wanted to show his power. And because of that, the Maisa, it didn't work out. So David was going to fall. Oh, Nifa, love Nikta. David was going to fall on the spear and get killed. Omar. Avishai shame. Avishai said a shame, and Ukmel David Shmuel Ara. David got stuck in the sky. He's suspended between heaven and earth. The name of the Why didn't David himself say this? If Avishai could do it, why didn't David do it himself? So the klal is Ein Chavish Moitzi Asves Asurim, that the someone who's in jail cannot free himself from prison, cannot free himself from prison. And Rashi's master of art is Ein Daitem Chavenes Loimar Hashem. He can't have Kavana. He's in the middle of being saved. Bekitza, Rashi says they were saved and they left. And but the Gemara says a little bit more. Omalei. My boy is Sachas. Avisha asked Dormak, what are you doing here? Omalei, how come I go to Baruch? Because God gave me a choice. Either my children will be destroyed or me. And I picked myself. Omalei, apech tosech. Turn around your prayer the other way. Turn around your davening the other way. Because Lemaisa, it's the wrong way. You should take care of yourself. Like there's a saying, Bar Baruch, Kira, Lisboin, let your grandson sell wax, which means let him be poor. Va'at alayt astar, which means you don't worry about the future. Take care of yourself right here. You have to keep yourself safe. You are running Klal Yisrael. You are the Tzadik Adar. Don't worry about the Enikluk right now. Amalei yachi yisayi v'adon. So come daven with me. Like it says in the pasuk, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, she'oz roi betfilo. He helped them by davening for him. Amar Avishai shem v'achtei. So Avishai said a shem Hashem and took him back down. According to Rashi, he's not Gerus, this looks like. Because he already was down. Have a Karodif, they had a conversation. Have a Karodif Basrayu, if he, the way you have the Gemara, must be they had a conversation while he was in the air. Have a Karodif Basrayu, Lamaisa Yishbi was running after them, Kimota Kubi, when he came to place Kubi, Chazalnu Kubi stand for Kumbe. So they said, there, Amra Kumbe, let's stop here and try to attack him. But they were too scared. Kimotu Beitrei Omri, when they came to place called Beitrei, they said, Betray Gurin Katulari, could two little lions kill a big lion? So Amri Lei, they didn't know what to do. So Amri Lei, they said, they told Yishbi, they had a good idea. They told Yishbi, Zilla Stakla Arba Yemek Kivra, go find Arpa, your mother, in a caver. When he mentioned the mother's name and said that she's dead, he got frightened and he got scared. And they killed him. The pasuk that says Oz Nishbu Anchidava Loy Lamar, that they made a shvuah saying, you don't go out of Muhammad. We don't want to be extinguished. We got to keep David HaMelech safe. Seeing that he almost died by Yishbi, they said, from now on, you are not going out to war anymore. You are the Or Yisrael. You're not going out anymore to the Ner Yisrael. You're not going anymore to war. Tana Rabbana mentioned that Avishai had Kvitzes HaDerech. Shloisha Kavs HaDerech. We find in the Torah three people had Kvitzes HaDerech. Yezer ben Avram, the Yaakov Avinu, and Avishai ben Tzuria. Avishai ben Tzuria had Amar. Like the story just said, how he ran to save David HaMelech. Yezer ben Avram, the Chassid, it says, Va'ovoy Hayoyim El HaOyin. So it says he left today and he came today el oyin. Lememra dahu yoyma nofak. He left at Mamash the very same day. So Eliezer had kvitzes adarach. It says in the pasuk that I came today, vava yoyim el oyin, and it means that I left today. Sounds like all in one day. So we see from there kvitzes adarach. What's the raya from Yaakov Avinu? But what's the raya of Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, now in Tzadikei Beis, it says Yaakov left Beer Shava and went to Haran. So he's in Haran. He hit the place because it got dark. What do you mean? He's in Haran already. What's going on over here? So what happened was, I passed the Har Maria. I didn't daven there. What did I do? They want to go back. Once he said, you know, I'm going back. He had that's the Mokim banged into him because it came towards him. That was the Kvitzes HaDerech. So you see, Yaakov, so these three had Kvitz Aderech. Once he mentioned Yivka Makam, a little drasha on this, Dava Achar, another Pshav, Yivka Makam means, Ein Pegiya El Tefila. It means, it's referring to davening. Pegiya always means davening. Shenema, we bring a raya from a pasuk that Pegiya means davening, because the pasuk says, Va'ata Altaspal Va'adam Azeh, Va'altisa Va'adam Rino V'Tefila, and it says, Val tifka bi, don't be tifka bi, which means to daven. And the Gemara says more. It says, V'yolon sham kivah shemesh. It says that he slept there because it got dark, like suddenly. Basar atzoli b'olam hadar. Really, after he davened, he wanted to go back. Amakar baruch hu, tzadik zeh b'olam b'esim loini. A tzadik comes to my lodging place. He put l'olino, she'll leave without going to sleep. But yad ba'al shemesh, Hashem made it get dark right now. It was a nace. It got dark right now, and he went to sleep here. It says later on that when Yaakov was after the story with the Gid HaNosha, to the Yizrach Lo HaShemesh, that the sun shone for him. What do you mean? The whole world. The Shemesh that set early for him, now Zarcha Bavuroi, now shone for him, special for him. So you see this idea that the sun went down for him, and this is the Gemara's brought this in because of the Kvitzas HaDarach.